Next, I'd like to invite Sister Fatima Ala to come to the podium. Please welcome her with a loud Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. قلم را برداشته ام و در ذهنم عکس ها و فیلم های امام خمینی رحمت الله علیه را تداعی می کنم. یاد تابستانی گرم که پا گذاشتم در حرم دوست داشتنی شما، یاد خاطرات مادرم و بازی های کودکانه اش در حرم شما. من هم در حرم شما خاطره ساختم، خاطراتی که هیچگاه از ذهنم پاک نخواهند شد. یاد صحبت‌های پدرم که با چشمانی پر از شوق از شما برایم گفتند آقا جان صحبت درباره شما سخت است، زبان قاصر است از بیان شخصیت جامعه شما. به قول رهبرم، در میان رهبران سیاسی جهان تا به امروز کمتر شخصیتی به جامعیت شما وجود دارد که همه خصال نفیس و کمیاب را در خود جای دهد. ابعاد روحی و معنوی، اخلاص، توکل، تواضع، دعا، توسل، همت بلند، شجاعت، صلابت، ساده زیستی و احیای ارزش‌های اسلامی همه و همه در وجود شما جاری بود. شما طراح یک نظام سیاسی بوده اید که هیچ گونه سابقه‌ای در جهان نداشت. شما روح اعتماد به نفس را در ملت‌های مستضعف جهان دمیدید. شما نوای حج ابراهیمی را دوباره زنده کردید و انقلاب اسلامی ایران را با قیام عاشورای ابا عبدالله پیوند زدید. شما به اسلام عزت بخشیدید و پرچم قرآن را در جهان به اهتزاز درآوردید. به فرموده رهبر عزیزتر از جانم، شما اسلام ناب را دوباره زنده کردید. پس حفظ این میراث عظیم یعنی جمهوری اسلامی بر همه ما واجب است. فارغ از سن و سال، همه ما وظیفه داریم که با تمام توان عاشقانه از امام عزیزمان که یک حقیقت همیشه زنده است، از اسلام و انقلاب دفاع کنیم و بدانیم راه او راه ما، هدف او هدف ما و رهنمود او مشعل فروزنده ماست. ما امیدواریم به روزهای بهتر و به پرچمی که قرار است از دست رهبرمان به مولای ما داده شود. ما امیدواریم به آمدنت گل نرگس. ما امیدواریم به روز ظهور شما و همه با هم سلام می دهیم به شما مولایمان و می گوییم سلام 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 فرمانده.
I have never met you, but all the stories that have been said about you touch my heart. All the photos and videos that I have seen of you make me feel like you are a kind father to us. We can see the love people all around the world have for you, even though they have never seen you. You stand out from all the politicians around the globe because of your strong bond with Allah, your wisdom, your purity, your bravery, your modest life, and many of the other heartwarming characteristics you have. This also helps you gain popularity amongst the poor-stricken people. When I research about you and your viewpoints, I come to the ideology of pure Islam, and from that I understand that Islam answers all our questions and wants us to reach a flourishing level in this life and in the hereafter. Some people assume that Islam belongs to 1,400 years ago. However, this clashes with your point of view. You have taught us that Islam is a complete and on-point religion that can solve even the problems that us humans have in the year 2022. You have taught us that Islam is a moderate religion, and inshallah, when our 12th Imam appears, he will save this world and transform it into having complete peace and harmony. Another point that you taught us about is adala, justice. You changed our point of view to make us realize that religion and politics are linked with each other. You showed all the suffering people that they should be strong and brave and that they should stand up for their rights. Nelson Mandela said, Imam Khomeini was one of the heroes who inspired us to fight against apartheid. He was not only a great leader for Iran, but also all the freedom fighters of the world. We are in debt to you no matter our age. You helped plant a blooming flower in our heart that we will wholeheartedly present to the Imam of our time. Salawat.
Thank you very much for that, Sister Fatima. Initially, I did start scribbling down a quick translation. I thought I'd have to go on and translate, but alhamdulillah, she presented afterwards in English, made my life a lot easier. So thank you for that. Another loud salawat for her, please. Next, we have a lecture from Sheikh Abdullah Ubaid, who's come from Lebanon. Please welcome him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من شر الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق وعز المرسلين سيدنا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد بن عبد الله
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, most merciful, most compassionate, we gather tonight to stand in sorrow for such a loss of such a leader of humanity. Imam Khomeini wasn't just for the Iranian people or for the Middle Eastern people. He was Imam for the whole universe. By all means, I would like to say, and it's not my words, but there is a book by the name In the Way of Jamaran, في الطريق إلى جمران, by Professor Robin Woodworth. He said, I'm gonna say it briefly because my time is short and I would like to stick to the time. Please, brother, tell me when my time is up. So I'll be sticking to the time. Professor Woodworth said, it was in the Iraqi-Irani war, the New York Times and other magazines sent me to check up. He said, I studied psychology, politics, and I am a journalist. He went to Iran to see what kind of man is Khomeini. That's what he said. He said, I met lots of leaders around the world, and I can judge by the gestures, the body language, their personality. And I wanted to do an interview with Imam Khomeini. At that time, he said, there were 500 soldiers and policemen around the house of Jamaran. And they granted us to go in Husayniya Jamaran and to hear the lecture. Said, I sit in a humble place. No alim would accept this place to be their own Husayniya or center. And there's a balcony, a chair with white cloth on top of it. And he said, I was thinking and remembering what they told us about Khomeini back in the United States of America. That you are meeting, they said, the head of terrorism. This is what he said. And I was thinking, how did he accomplish this revolution? What kind of a man that stood up against the oppression? against the Shah, against the dictator that was ruling Iran. And he was thinking and thinking and thinking. He said, suddenly they called, louder salawat, Imam Khomeini is about to go into the balcony. And I heard the louder salawat. He said, I start looking at the people have the love. The people stood up, shouting, long live Khomeini. And then, when his hand just came out from the door, I can look at the power of light storming the building. I felt the light coming into my heart, cleaning all the bad ideas about Khomeini. And I can feel that, yes, it's only if I meet Jesus Christ, I can feel the same light. This man, is he a prophet? That's what he said. This man, what kind of man is this? He said, he attracted me. I stood up and started shouting, long live Khomeini with them. And when I saw him, I felt in love with him. I felt this light coming into my heart, puring my heart and my soul. So when I went to the interview, I asked him, and then the CNN just stopped there. He said, they didn't continue the coverage. You know why? He said, what's the secret of the light coming out from your face, your beard, that entered my heart? I can feel Islam, not without even you saying anything. If I am meeting Muhammad or Jesus, and he said, I couldn't stop crying between his hands. He said, it's Islam that made us like that. Muhammad gave us this light. Quran gave us this. No, Professor Woodworth, that the hand of God is behind us. And no matter what, nobody can stop this revolution of God. Because it's the revolution of Muhammad and Ali and Fatima, salawatullah wa salamu alayhim. Till this revolution is gonna reach the real owner. That's what he told him. And I told him, who's the real owner? Wasn't you? He said, no. I'm just a servant of the people. Imam Ali said, me being a servant better than me being a khalif. So who's the real owner of this revolution? He said, he's a man called Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi. Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. This is why even our Sayyids in Lebanon keep on saying the same word. We are going to be victorious because we carry the belief of Islam, the belief of Imam. We follow Imam Khomeini till we reach Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Our beloved leaders in Lebanon, they said, we are waiting, ya sahib al-zaman. Imagine, this man, whatever he do, Khomeini, is always victorious. He accomplishes goals. Imagine a small song. Small nasheed, salam farmande. Imagine a small song. Kids are saying that this song means a lot for our kids because they love their imam. They are waiting for their imam. And now they told me it's being translated Urdu, Arabic, English, and it's going to be recited all over the world by those beautiful words when they say, our small hands is gonna grow to be in your service, and they say, salam farmande. Salam Imam Khomeini, all the blessing on your heart, all the blessing on your body, And we are proud that your successor is our real leader towards Imam Mahdi. God bless you, bless Iran, bless United Kingdom by you, our crowd, being here in London. God bless you all. Al-Fatiha on the soul of Imam Khomeini. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Abdullah Ubaid, for those beautiful words. Next in our lineup is Dr. Muhammad Khalid, who has joined us. Please welcome him with a loud salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wal Aqibatu Lil Muttaqeen, Wa Salatu Wa Salamu Ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i Wal Mursaleen, Wa Ala Ali Baytihi Al-Tahirin Al-Mutahareen, Wa Ala Ashabihi Al-Muntakhabeen, Wa Man Tabi'ahum Bi Ihsanin Ila Yawmiddin. Salli Ala Muhammad Wa Ala Ali Muhammad Wa Barik Wa Sallim. This is really a great saada, blessing for me to be here with you today. I'm really grateful to Agha Hujjatul Islam, Agha Sayyid Al-Musavi Hafizahullah and his team and all ulama for inviting me here and to participate very briefly in this great and important gathering. In respect of the very important 33rd anniversary of Allama Imam Al-Khomeini, Rahimahullah. This is really surprising how he inspired the whole of the nation and brought about a unique revolution in the history of mankind, I must say. While he had no one single soldier, can you imagine? And he defeated more than 700,000 mighty forces of Ashah, naval forces, air force, ground forces, without any army. Can you imagine? Because I'm the student of the history, and Sayyid Agha Al-Musavi, he knows. And when you go through the great revolutions of the world, and you may find the people who brought about all these revolutions through the worldly resources, wealth, and especially army, and the one great portion of the nation, they supported them. That's all. In the case of Imam Khomeini, the situation is entirely different. There is no army at all. Without worldly resources and the wealth, there is a unique inqilab, Islamic revolution. That's with the support of the whole of the nation. I just said, always in the history of the revolution, only one very important portion of the nation always had participated, not the whole of the nation. The rest of the nation, however, supported that. But they never participated because there was army, trained army, and that worked effectively. But in the case of the revolution of Iran, no army. What was the army? That was the word of the truth and the whole of the nation, from the villages, from the towns, here and there, they were in the battlefield. Who can stand in front of this great and huge army of the public? Stood up on the truth. That's only with the grace and the help of Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala was there. So we have to admire, we have to remember. Now coming to the second point, which is Ad-Dinul Khalis. That was the great slogan and the message conveyed by Imam Khomeini for the whole of the Muslim Ummah. And that was the based on Ala Lillahi Deenul Khalis, according to the Quran. Beware, and this is a Deenul Khalis. This is only pure deen. Pure religion is acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty God. And in Surah Al-Bajinah of the Holy Quran, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءُ. And they have been ordered, in other words, we have been commanded, not to worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and makes the deen purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be exclusive towards him, Jalla Jalalu. And that was the great message. So there are some characteristics and distinctive traits of Ad-Deenul Khalis. Very briefly, the first one is being as ummatan wasata, the balanced ummah, the median. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ ummatan wasata, from the Quran Al-Baqarah. And for this mission, we made you, O the believers of Islam, believers of Muhammad and the Quran, the median ummah. It means the balanced ummah. Ummatan wasata, which is opposite to al-ghuluv, extremism. Any form of extremism is not allowed. لا تغلو في دينكم. This is ummatan wasata, balanced approach. So the wasata, this is not related to any particular aspect of your life, but the all aspects of your life. Your thought, your writing, your propaganda, your literature, your work, even your ibadat, there must be balanced. This is the balanced approach based on taqwa. Imam Ali al-Islam, he was questioned by a Bedouin and he was asking about the reality of taqwa. Mahiya haqiqatu taqwa. And Imam, he replied, according to the level of the understanding, very brief sentence, but the full of hikmah, fasaha and balagha. There is an ocean of balagha. Imam said, stay away whatever has been prohibited by Allah and His Messenger, that's all. That's taqwa. And basing on taqwa, the balanced approach, ummatan wasata, this is the identical feature of Muslim ummah. And regarding the ad-deenul khalis, the pure religion, the another aspect, characteristic is unity, al-wahdatul ummatul islamiyya. This is very important. I always said here, on this member, this place, more than one. Always. Ittihad and the unity of Muslim ummah, this is not the need of the hour. This is well-established principles of Islam. وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. This is wajib upon the Muslim ummah. On the basis of the articles of faith provided by the Holy Quran, promulgated by the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then established by Aimma and Mujtahideen later on. So, it has nothing to do with Sunniism or Shiaism. They are divine rules, the articles of faith, to unite. And we may unite on the basis of the same principles, the whole of humanity as well, my brothers and sisters. So this is the second very important identical feature. And there is another identical feature of Ad-Deenul Khalis, the pure religion, Mukhlisina Lahuddin, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's Al-Ukhuwatul Islamiyya, Islamic brotherhood and sisterhood. This is based on the verse of the Holy Quran, but various verses of the Quran. This is from Surah Al-Hujurat. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. All mu'mineen, all believers, they are brothers with one another, and you have to try to reconcile among them. If there is any fitna, any rift, any dispute, this is Islamic brotherhood. And then Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, he says in his hadith, تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَرَاحُبِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ وَتَوَادِّهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ. And you would see all believers, Muslim believers, in terms of helping each other, in terms of loving each other, and in terms of sympathizing each other, just like a one single human body. إِذَشْتَكَ مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى. And when any part, any organ of the human body is affected by fever or any pain, the rest of the organs that do share the same pain with. Right? Because they are interconnected. In the same way the Muslim Ummah is interconnected. So these are the major characteristics of and traits, distinctive traits of Ad-Dinul Khalis. And that was effectively conveyed by Imam Khomeini rahimahullah, and this is the great message today for the unity of Muslim Ummah today between Sunnis and Shias, all of them. And finally, I have to congratulate and the management of this Islamic Center, and especially Agha Hujjatul Islam Al Musawi hafizahullah for organizing this great, you know, function, this great program in the memory of Sayyid Allama Al-Khumayni rahmatullah alayh. That's all from me. Thank you for listening. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh al-mubin.
Thank you very much, Dr. Muhammad Khalid, for that enlightening talk. The principles of that true Islam, unity, Islamic brotherhood, and finding that middle path away from extremism or apathy. Next, we have a short video that will look again at the last part of the will of Imam Khomeini. So please welcome that video with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
و وصیت من به همه آن است که با یاد خدای متعال به سوی خودشناسی و خودکفایی و استقلال با همه ابعادش به پیش و بی تردید دست خدا را شما. اگر شما در خدمت او باشید و برای ترقی و تعالی کشور اسلامی به روح تعاون ادامه دهید و این جانب با اون چه در ملت عزیز از بیداری و هوشیاری و تعهد و فداکاری و روح مقاومت و صلابت در راه حق می‌بینم و امید آن دارم که به فضل خداوند متعال از این معانی انسانی به اعقاب ملت منتقل شود و نسلا بعد نسل بر آن افزوده گردد با دلی آرام و قلبی مطمئن و روحی شاد و ضمیری امیدوار به فضل خدا از خدمت خواهران و برادران مرخص و به جوی سوی جایگاه ابدی سفر می کنم و به دعای خیر شما احتیاج مبرم دارم و از خدای رحمان و رحیم می خواهم که عذرم را در کوتاهی خدمت و قصور و تقصیر بپذیرد. و از ملت امیدوارم که عذرم را در کوتاهی ها و قصورها و تقصیرها بپذیرد. و با قدرت و تصمیم اراده به پیش روم و بدانم که با رفتن یک خدمتگزار در صد آهنین ملت خللی حاصل نخواهد شد که خدمتگزاران بالا و بالاتر در خدمت هست و الله نگهدار این ملت و مظلومان جهان و سلام علیکم و علی عباد الله الصالح.
We now move to the last speech of this seminar, and that is by the Director of the Islamic Center of England, Hujjat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, Sayyid Hashim Musawi. Please welcome him with your loudest salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين. Respected ulama, dear guests, dear brothers, sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Faddalallahu al-mujahideen 'ala al-qa'ideen ajran 'azima. And Allah has preferred those who fought over those who stayed behind with a great wage. I would like to offer my sincere condolences to all of you, dear brothers, sisters, on the 23rd anniversary of Imam Khomeini's demise, and I wish you all health and success. And also, I sincerely appreciate your participation in this spiritual ceremony. As you know all, it is not easy to talk about such a great personality, such a great figure like Imam Khomeini. In fact, he is an ever-living figure in the history of Iran and the Islamic world. As you all know, he passed away in 1989. But after such a long time, like 33 years since his departure, his name and his legacy are still alive in the region and across the world. You can see easily. As you know, today you will not find anywhere that speaks of fighting oppression and helping the oppressed, and the name of the Islamic Revolution of Iran is not mentioned. Whatever is the discussion talking about the fighting against the oppressors, you will see the name of Islamic Revolution in Iran. And wherever, you cannot find anywhere where the name of the Islamic Revolution in Iran is mentioned, but the name of Imam Khomeini is not mentioned there. So always the name of Imam Khomeini is with the name of this Islamic Revolution. And that is why our beloved Rahbar, Supreme Leaders, he says that today this revolution is not This revolution is not known anywhere in the world without the name of Khomeini. There are definitely many factors that have made the name of these great figures stand out in the history of Islam and Iran. And due to the shortage of the time, I will only mention one of these factors. Introducing a new face of Islam under the title of pure Muhammadian Islam, or Islam in Nabi Muhammadi. This action of the Imam was so crucial, was so important that it has been introduced as one of his lasting legacies. There are so many legacies, as mentioned, some of them is mentioned here, like Jumhuriya Islami, like Islamic Republic of Iran is a legacy of Imam Khomeini. And training youth, believers, mu'min youth is the another legacy of Imam Khomeini. And so many other things. Among these legacies, this title or this fact which we know as Islam in Nob. There is no doubt that an Islam that accompanies the oppressors and justifies the weakness and humiliation of Muslim cannot be pure Islam. If there is an Islam that says, allow you to help oppressors, zalim, or allow you to receive dhulm, to be mazlum, and regarding the mazlum, Islam has nothing to say, this Islam cannot be a representative of pure Islam, which Allah gave to the human being through the prophets. During his struggles, Imam Khomeini always emphasized the introduction of genuine Islam as a pure Islam versus as so-called American Islam. So we have two Islam, Islam in Nob and Islam Amerikai. This two Islam, we need to know what is the criteria or what is the things which introduce best meaning of the Islam. Perhaps I say my Islam is Islam in Nob. You might say no, my Islam is Islam in Nob. Which one is correct? It was in the speech of Dr. Khalid. Everybody can claim that my Islam is Islam in Nob. No matter whose Islam is this, there are some criteria. If this criteria is in your Islam, then it's Islam in Nob. And if it's my Islam, it's Islam in Nob. No matter whether you are Shia or Sunni. The pure Islam that he introduced is the Islam of the honor and greatness of the Ummah, an Islam that support the oppressed and is uncompromising with oppressors. If your Islam doesn't allow the zalim to do zulm, this can be a pure Islam. If your Islam doesn't allow you to accept the zulm, to be oppressed, that's the real Islam. But if the Islam says, okay, if there is a dhulm, just keep silent and say, oh Allah, help me. Allah will not help. This is not the sunnah of Allah. Allah will say, okay, you go further, walk, talk, and then you will receive my support. So Islam, which has this, characteristics, is the real Islam. One of the essential components of pure Islam is the unity of the world based on Islam. So one of the factors on Islam and Nob is the Islam which emphasizes on the unity of us Muslims. Therefore, in the path of reviving pure Islam, Muslims must get rid of everything that is an obstacle to the unity of the Islamic Ummah. This is very important because, as it's mentioned in the Quran, تَذْهَبُ رِيهُكُمْ, your power will go if you are disputing, if you are fighting with each other. In the Islam that he introduced, while confronting many false teaching and superstition, a series of important and fundamental issues that the enemies of Islam had attacked for many years also were concerned. Were considered. Among the most important issue, we can point out his exceptional attention to the unity of the Islamic world and the establishment of a united Islamic Ummah. This is our need, a united Islamic nation. His innovation like designating Unity Week and Al-Quds International Day and standing against arrogance and defending the rights of the oppressed are historical hallmark that will last forever. Indeed, this sort of thing was the great wish of our holy prophets, the great wish of our a'immatul muslimin, imam of the Muslims, and all those loyal to the original Islam, that Muslims should be united so that their enemies will not harm them. Unfortunately, the achievements in this regard are not impressive. And in breaking this taboo, I mean, the unity of the Islamic Ummah, the unity of Islamic society, extremist group compete with each other from both sides. They have like a musabaqah. The extremists from both sides, Sunni Shia, compete from both sides of the great Islamic society, I mean Shia and Sunni, under the title of defending the Holy Prophet and his honorable companions. One group allows any insult and slander against the Shia community. Another group, under the title of defending the Ahlul Bayt, insult the companions and some of the wives of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Both are equally dangerous. This is the word of Imam Khomeini. This is the thing which we learn from Imam Khomeini. If we want to introduce Islam enough, this is the criteria. This is the thing which we have to pay more attention. According to the teaching of Imam Khomeini, we are all obliged to avoid these two extremist groups. Unfortunately, these days you are facing, you are aware about some certain activity which our Muslim community, Muslim society are involved. Shia are suffered and Sunni are suffered as well. Under the name of this movie, The Lady of Heaven, or some other name, they cause lots of problems. Our Sunni brothers, some of them, they don't know. They say Shia kafir. But they don't know this. These people, this little group, are not the representative of the mainstream of the Shia. The mainstream are the follower of Imam Khomeini. Mainstream are the follower of Ayatollah Khamenei. Mainstream are the follower of our Maraji. They are against this. And that is why we have to just go back to the word of our beloved Imam. He repeatedly said, Imam Khomeini repeatedly said, in Islam, race, language, nationality, and land do not matter. We should not care about my language. We should not care about our language, our land. I'm Iranian, I'm Pakistani, I'm Iraqi, I'm Lebanese, I'm from different countries. No matter. Where are you from? We are from Islam. He says, and all Muslims are a united and powerful force. He believes that, in other words, Imam says, today, as in the past, just like past, any weakness, look at these words, any weakness that affects Muslim is due to division and lack of presence in the shadow of the flag of the greatness of Islam. Wherever there is a flag of Islam, we have to go under this flag and hold this flag and then help each other. This is the advice of this great personality that we are here to learn more about him. Salamun alayh. Yawma wulida wa yawma mauta wa yawma yub'athu hayya. Peace be upon him on the day he was born and on the day he died and on the day when he shall be raised up alive. I sincerely thank all those who presented or gave speeches at this seminar, as well as all those who tried their best to hold this seminar in a best form, and I wish all the best for all of you, my dear brothers and sisters. Thank you very much, and may Allah bless all of you and accept your a'mal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brothers and sisters, that concludes our conference for today. It leaves me just to wish you all a safe journey home and thank you for attending this conference, this seminar. At the end, we'd like to invite up Sayyid Taqi Razawi to please lead everyone in the recitation of Dua al-Wahda. Please welcome him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We can all stand up. And particularly Dua al-Wahda is such that when you leave from here united, you know what's happening outside with regards to this silly film called The Lady of Heaven, that inshallah united we will confront the fitna of this film, where there are mu'mineen and together throughout England. And just good news, one of the cinemas has totally stopped the exposure of this film. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La ilaha illallah ilaha wahida wa nahnu lahu muslimun. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره المشركون. لا إله إلا الله ربنا ورب آبائنا الأولين. لا إله إلا الله وحده 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 أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. فله الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت ويميت ويحيي وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات.